South Africa's Health Minister Zweli Mkhize says there are signs that infections in some provinces have peaked, even though the government's testing more people than ever before.
We have seen now reduced hospital admissions and persons under investigations presenting in health facilities. We have not breached the hospital capacity in all our provinces. Despite the surge, we have not seen a significant increase in the deaths.
Dr. Mkhize points to the Western Cape as an example of some light at the end of a very dark tunnel, as he puts it. During a hard lockdown from the end of March to the end of June, the region accounted for more than two-thirds of all infections.
It was not a province where there was good quarantine and isolation and tracking of conducts in this particular area.
But Mkhize says there's been a steady decline in cases in the Western Cape for the past month.
Even the numbers of deaths that were thought to be expected at that time did not also rise to the level that was expected. However, the province was feeling a lot of pressure. We had opened up a number of field beds and even went to have agreements with the private sector so that they could take some of the patients. But all of that has never really been filled up to capacity.
The province that has really been worrying the health minister and his team is Gauteng. It's the nation's economic heartbeat and home to its biggest city, Johannesburg. In recent times, Gauteng has been recording at least 6,000 new infections every day. This rate, says Mkhize, is now slowly decreasing.
We're not out of the woods yet because those who are managing the hospitalization of patients can still feel that the wards are full and the beds are full. But nevertheless, we've not really gone to a point where we've got no space now for patients.
He says he's cautiously optimistic that the worst of the pandemic may be over for three of South Africa's nine provinces. But Mkhize warns that COVID-19 is still to peak in the second most populous area of KwaZulu-Natal. It's home to 20 million people, and officials there are reporting a lot of new cases every day.
The numbers are very close to the 3,000 mark per day, so it still can take any direction. We are concerned about this, and we believe that this is the area where the real pressure of the COVID is going to be felt, whilst at the same time we're feeling...
Dr. Mkhize is convinced that the long lockdown and measures such as hand sanitizing have played a big role in waning infection rates. He says the country's greatest challenge now is to sustain such good behavior, to make sure that the models that have forecast up to 50,000 fatalities by November do not come true.
Indications are that the containment measures are beginning to bear fruit, and we may well be over this peak by the end of August. But if we don't insist on distancing and the use of masks, we actually can have a second surge. If we don't continue to contain it, it's going to actually get worse than what we're seeing here. Even the gains.
Mkhize says South Africa and the continent must heed the lessons learned in other parts of the world and not assume that declining infections and deaths mean COVID-19 is under control. It's not, he emphasizes. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.